Have you ever missed your subway stop because you were too absorbed in a novel? Or binged an entire Netflix series until 4 a.m. despite having an important meeting the next morning? This isn't a character flaw, it's neuroscience. Our brains didn't evolve to enjoy stories, they evolved through stories. Before written language, before agriculture, even before we mastered fire, we were telling stories. These narratives weren't entertainment, they were survival manuals encoded in memorable packages. When your ancestor heard about someone eating the wrong berries and dying, their brain filed that information as if they'd experienced it themselves, minus the fatal consequences. Brain scans reveal something remarkable. When we read about someone running, our motor cortex activates. When we encounter emotional scenes, our empathy centers light up. Stories hijack our neural machinery, creating experiences that feel real because, to our brains, they essentially are. This explains why we cry over fictional deaths, feel genuine anxiety during suspenseful moments, and form emotional bonds with characters who never existed. Nature bribed us with dopamine to pay attention to narratives because stories kept us alive. Your brain receives 11 million pieces of information per second, but consciously processes only 40. The selection criteria? Survival value. Your brain constantly asks, "Will this help or harm me?" This filtering system explains why certain stories grab us instantly while others leave us cold. Compare Sarah walked into the office with Sarah walked into the office knowing her career would end before lunch. The second version creates immediate urgency by promising change with stakes. Our brains perk up, releasing dopamine in anticipation of discovering why her career will end and how she'll respond. When readers can't anticipate what might happen next, they abandon ship. This happens unconsciously. Readers are ruthlessly efficient, leaving your story if it fails to engage their pattern-seeking machinery within the first few paragraphs. The opening sentence must signal that something crucial is at stake, not just events unfolding, but consequences we can anticipate and care about. Marketers understand what writers often miss: clarity of purpose. Every successful campaign knows exactly what audiences should think or feel. Writers frequently begin hoping meaning will emerge organically. It rarely does. A focused story answers one overarching question. If you can't summarize your book in three sentences, you haven't found your story yet. Consider The Great Gatsby. A man tries to recapture lost love by reinventing himself, only to discover you can't repeat the past. Every element illuminates this central truth. Focus emerges from synthesizing three elements: your protagonist's internal issue, your theme, what your story reveals about human nature, and your plot, events forcing confrontation. Without this framework, brilliant scenes feel disconnected. Theme isn't vague concepts like love or justice. It's your specific take on human nature. Is your universe forgiving or unforgiving? This determines the resistance your protagonist faces. In Fracture, the plot tracks whether a man goes to jail for shooting his wife, but the story explores whether a prosecutor will choose integrity over ambition. Plot facilitates story by forcing characters to confront what truly matters. Neuroscience reveals that reason cannot exist without emotion. Emotions set our brain's highest level goals. Patient Elliot, after brain damage eliminated his emotional capacity, became unable to make simple decisions despite intact analytical abilities. Without emotion, we can't determine what matters. In stories, if readers can't feel what matters, nothing matters, including finishing the book. The protagonist serves as our emotional conduit. When fully engaged, readers' boundaries dissolve as they become the character, feeling what she feels, wanting what she wants. Your protagonist must react specifically and personally in every scene through actions, thoughts, or unstated feelings readers intuitively sense. What distinguishes prose from other media is direct access to someone else's mind, the most alluring realm imaginable. Body language serves as the most honest communication in storytelling. Effective physical reactions reveal what's hidden, either something a character wants to conceal or unexpected reactions that contradict expectations. The disconnect between what characters say and what they truly feel creates the tension that keeps pages turning. Mirror neurons, brain cells that fire when we act or observe others, help us understand behavior. Our brains respond identically to fictional characters, activating the same neural regions when reading about experiences as when living them. Every protagonist needs a goal, dictating their reactions to everything that happens. What readers truly come for is the internal struggle. What would achieving that goal emotionally cost? Without this driving need, events feel random, like watching football without knowing the rules. Often, a protagonist's external goal changes while their internal goal remains constant. In It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey's internal goal is making a difference. His external goal is leaving Bedford Falls to build skyscrapers. He believes these goals are identical. The film repeatedly thwarts his external goal as he does the right thing, ultimately revealing he achieved his internal goal by profoundly affecting many lives, doing big things more meaningful than any skyscraper. External obstacles are straightforward, but internal obstacles truly hold protagonists back. These emotional barriers form the internal issue, the fear whispering, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" as they approach each hurdle. This voice grows louder until the protagonist stops, certain they can't overcome the final obstacle. Writers often mistakenly believe external problems automatically create drama. In reality, external problems only generate drama when they force the protagonist to confront their internal issue. For compelling obstacles, everything your protagonist faces must spring specifically from the problem they need to solve. Stories hinge on misinterpretations because we can't read minds. Consider a wife who risks eating chocolate despite potential migraines. When her husband angrily tells her that her headaches are his problem and storms out, she's stunned. Readers share her unease until learning his perspective. His outburst wasn't anger, but fear of losing her. This glimpse into others' hopes and fears makes stories compelling. They help us practice understanding what makes people tick. Finishing a first draft brings elation until you reread it. That suspenseful manuscript suddenly seems flat. This happens to everyone. As Hemingway declared, "All first drafts are shit." What separates successful writers is perseverance and commitment to fixing what isn't working. When revising, track what's objectively happening, what each character believes is happening, and where contradictions lie. Skilled writers hold multiple levels of intentionality simultaneously: what they know, what each character believes, and what readers understand at any moment. Consider Michael Arndt, who quit his job to write. He abandoned 6 stories before finding one with potential, then rewrote it over 100 times. 6 years later, he won an Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine. His allegiance was to the story itself, not any particular draft. Stories aren't luxuries. They're how we make sense of existence. Every conversation, memory, and plan takes narrative form. When you understand what readers are wired to respond to, you tap into the ancient human need to share experiences and connect across the boundaries of individual consciousness.